If you're a parent, it may seem like you can just hide your kids' presents in the walls until you come home one day and you find, oh, they sawed through the drywall in order to sneak a peek.
Yeah. Kids are crazy. They're little spies. Like, they find stuff.
They want to.
Yeah, they do.
According to a new survey, the most popular place to hide Christmas gifts is in the bedroom closet.
My mom puts all of ours.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh,
I thought my parents did too.
My parents put ours in our really creepy basement that doesn't have a floor, like a dirt floor basement.
Oh my gosh. In our house. So you're never going down there.
We didn't go down there.
Yeah. It was too scary.
Yeah, it was way too scary.
That's
Are you kidding
smart.
Me? And well, I think full of radon, but whatever.
It turns out that's also the first place a curious kid is going to look. They found the most common place the gifts are found and opened is inside the bedroom closet.
Right.
Okay, well then why are we still hiding them there, Jeff?
It's just easy.
Yeah.
The second most popular hiding spot is a spare room, followed by a coat closet, and underneath the bed.
Yeah, my parents are not creative at all. They
Dude,
do all this.
You gotta go up high for kids.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Like, not under the bed.
Well, so what are the best spots to hide presents?
All right.
The survey found that, too. Number one is at another person's house.
Oh, that's brilliant.
Dude, we harbor presents for our neighbors.
Hey, that's smart. That's
it's
nice
a pain
neighbor.
In the butt. Like, it's so much space. I don't have that much closet space, man.
Do they ask you before they hide the presents there? Or do they just sneak in and are, like, secretly stashing stuff?
I'm actually not home when it happens.
Okay.
So I'm not sure.
Well, it's effective.
I feel like one of your kids is going to go find those presents and go, oh, my gosh, you're getting me what?
Yeah.
My 7-year-old's, why is there a box from Victoria's Secret?
Yeah. Who's Victoria?
Number two is outside somewhere.
Outside.
Wait, what?
Like,
hole?
Like in a shed or like buried, I guess, in the backyard.
Next to the body.
That would be fun. Yeah. On Christmas morning, give your kid a shovel. Be like, go dig next to the sandbox. Number three is inside the freezer.
That's kind of a smart idea.
How?
I mean, great for hiding like an action figure. Not so great if the gift's a puppy. Go look in the freezer, kids. You should be an asterisk by that one. Just be sure.
Yeah,
anyway,
that's good, Jeff.
Let's move on. We got to get to the shot caller question of the day. We have a bucket full of names. We're going to draw one out, so who gets asked a trivia question. If you answer wrong, then you're going to be punished by getting shocked while singing a song. So text into 78592. Tell us which one you'd like to hear. Brooke, it's your turn to draw a name out because you had the shot caller last. Who'd you get?
Jose Tinsel Glitterbottom Bolaños.
I like that. I don't know why, but I like it.
Little glitter bottom's going to put on the shot collar while that happens. Digital Jake, please read us a shot collar question of the day.
Christmas is coming up, and while for some it can be a joyous occasion filled with love and crying children, for others, it's a chance to screw something up.
What?
A new poll identified the most common Christmas blunders that happen on the big day, and I'll tell you number one, which is leaving a price tag on a gift. I need you to tell me the other three that make up the top Christmas time blunders in no particular order.
Oh my gosh. Well, okay. My first thing is overcooking or burning the dinner or the meal for Christmas Day.
Or mistiming it.
Undercooking, overcooking. Yeah. If you ever watch
any Christmas holiday movie where the family's over, one of the big mistakes is always the meal gets messed up somehow. Either like the dog eats it or it gets overcooked. Yeah, something like that.
Blows up.
I like that. I think that's solid.
I'll lock in like a cooking blunder.
I don't know if this happens in other families, but when your dad gets arrested the night before for a DUI, is that just
your family?
Is that just my family?
Every single Christmas.
Yeah. No, that only happened once. He's just been hung over all the other Christmases. He only walks to where he's going now.
But that brings up a good point. Maybe somebody getting way too drunk on Christmas Eve and they're like completely hung over during Christmas
Day. That's one of the biggest nights to go out at home. In my hometown.
So this is not fun on Christmas.
That's actually really good.
What if,
you know what? I think if
what if you just forget to buy something for someone? Do you know what I mean? Like, you're like, oh my God, I didn't know my cousin Tom was going to show up and I don't have anything for him.
Like two years ago, I bought every one of my family presents and it came to my sister and I had nothing physical to give her. And I was like, I just Venmo'd her a bunch of money. I was like, I love you. But I played it off. I was like, I know you wanted cash.
Yeah.
But I literally forgot to ask her. Like,
that's a good save
there. I have like eight gifts for my little nephew Mateo and nothing for my sister and her mom.
She knows who you are as her little brother.
Yeah, that's fine.
Let's get the question one more time.
There's plenty of ways to botch something in the lead up to Jingle Mania. That's what I call Christmas.
You would, you're a wrestling fan.
And a new poll identified the top four most common blunders, and I already told you number one was leaving a tag on a gift. And since you've all been good, and we've pretty much used up the planet's coal resources, I'll give you a golden gift.
Hey! Yeah.
Tell me a number on the list, 2, 3, or 4, and I'll tell you what's behind it.
We'll go with 4. It seems like
last one.
Four. Number 4 is getting drunk on Christmas Eve and being too hungover. Hey. Okay.
Look at that.
What about realizing on Christmas Day that you accidentally forgot your child at home?
Classic.
And then you just scream Kevin, even though their name's Kaylee.
That would be a pretty big blunder on Christmas. What about just an ugly wrapping job? Just like, ew.
Does that ruin your day?
Really, I don't even want to open this gift.
Yeah. What if it's that you accidentally slept in? Like, you didn't get everything under the tree that you were supposed to, and you slept in.
Oh my gosh.
Do you know what I'm saying?
That would be horrible. Horrible.
Yeah, that probably goes in line with the getting too drunk on Christmas night. It's like,
that's true.
I know sending out holiday cards is a big deal. What if you don't get the cards out on time?
Yeah, but is that really a disaster?
I've had cards show up late, like after New Year's, and it's like, Merry Christmas, everybody. And I'm like, ooh.
I just thought of something that's happened. What if something happens to the tree? Like, the tree gets knocked over.
Oh, like a cat jumps out?
Yeah, like the cat.
We've had our tree knocked over before.
Yeah, I had ours knocked over once, too. And it was like, okay.
And then all the ornaments break, too.
Yeah, I know.
Final guess is here.
I like that. Okay, number one, I'm going to go with cooking blunder.
Okay.
Sure. Like, something bad happened to the meal.
Okay.
Okay, so now what is it, guys? Is it forgetting or losing a gift, or is it the tree getting knocked over?
I think forgetting a gift.
I think just forgetting a gift for somebody, Jake.
According to a new poll, these are the most common blunders you can make around Christmas time. I already told you on the list was leaving tags on gifts and getting drunk on Christmas Eve and being too hungover. Screwing up Christmas dinner was number 10 on the list.
Oh, no!
Knocking over the Christmas tree was number 6 on the list. You didn't even say it. The two answers I was looking for were running out of wrapping paper.
Running out.
Ugly wrap job.
We never do that. We have thousands of dollars worth of wrapping paper,
nope.
I swear.
My mom uses tinfoil when she runs out. Tinfoil or the comics from the newspaper.
I want to do Christmas with you one day,
bro. And the last thing on the list was sending out Christmas cards too late so they don't get there in time.
Okay. Right?
Jeff was right.
Yeah, I don't even celebrate Christmas, so this is weird.
You got one right.
I'm just looking at all of you guys failing.
You're like the practical one.
Anyway. I don't send out cards. So
Didn't get it right, Jose. So you're going to get shocked and somebody wanted to hear Timber by Pitbull and Kesha.
Oh.
I love this song.
It's going down. I'm yelling, Timber, you better move. You better dance.
That's your shock collar question of the day. Phone taps coming up in just a few minutes.